This is CBSI in the World, Behind the Black with Bob Zimmerman. We're headed to Starlink. I adore Starlink. It is my backup internet. It's on as the highest peak I could find on top of the roof. I have repeaters in the house. It works magnificently, gives me very good speed. But all of a sudden, the regulators have showed up. What's happened, Bob?
This is a part of the Biden administration's sudden dislike of Elon Musk and anything he does. There's definitely political games going on here. Almost 30 months ago, the SpaceX put in an application for its full 30,000 satellite constellation for Starlink, requesting that it be allowed to do so. FCC has been stalling for 30 months. This is basically during the Biden administration. During that time, SpaceX's competitors have tried to have argued to the FCC that this application should not be awarded, and they proposed a variety of options, including blocking it entirely or changing it or reducing it significantly. The competitors, by the way, haven't launched anything yet. Even OneWeb is on SpaceX's side here, which has launched. But the other competitors, which is mostly Amazon, Jeff Bezos, which has a Kuiper belt, Kuiper constellation of satellites, which hasn't launched one yet. They've argued against this. So the FCC this week finally completed its review and granted SpaceX permission not to launch the 30,000 satellites, but just 7,500. This is a gigantic a reduction. And in fact, some of it's very arbitrary. The article that I linked to goes into great detail about how the number of areas where the FCC decision here is questionable and viable for a lawsuit, John. They're very clearly playing games. And I think it really has to do with the fact that this recommendation actually rubber stamps Amazon's recommendations suggests that the FCC is now taking sides between different commercial companies It's helping Jeff Bezos over Elon Musk, which once again brings in the politics from the Biden administration.
While you were speaking, Bob, I used my iPhone monitor of my Starlink system, 132 megabytes per second. That is blinding speed compared to what you get on the cable-delivered internet. We go now to NASA, looking ahead for lunar construction. If they're going to name the year, Bob, say 2040, I imagine this will come in around 2080, don't you?
Well, no, because in this case, NASA is the customer. It is not the builder. This is part of capitalism in space. NASA has awarded a construction company on the ground. This is a company that builds 3D printed homes on Earth. It's a construction company. It's a house construction company. It's awarded them a $57 million developmental contract to work on designing ways to build 3D printed habitats on the moon. It's a preliminary design idea, but it's not NASA building it. It's asking a private company to do it, and it's a private company that already makes money doing something similar on the Earth. And so, John, if they're talking about 2040, but they're asking a private company to do it, this company will probably be ready to go in about 5 years, and they'll be on Starship going to the moon, and the government won't have anything to do with it at all. But NASA has looking ahead, and this is a good thing. This Texas-based company, Icon, is going to start doing this design work.
And a few seconds, Bob. Orion's headed home. And how long?
It's going to come back on December 11th when it'll test its heat shield, but it has now fired its engines and it's on its way on its long journey back to Earth.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Insight, hang in there. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.